While battles over Carney's budget plan and how to overcome a $386 million deficit are likely, some of the governor's proposals may find support on both sides of the aisle. Among them, his call to battle the state's opioid crisis with increased availability of residential treatment, recovery homes, and expanded outpatient treatment services. House Minority Leader, State Representative Danny Short.
We've got this opiate issue that's huge. Needs higher level of attention. He's committed to doing that, and we're committed to helping.
But Senate Minority Leader Gary Simpson is quick to point out that doesn't mean Carney will get a blank check on this issue.
Certainly the opioid epidemic deserves greater scrutiny. We've spent a lot of money on that, and yet I think last year the numbers said it went up another 35%. So I'm not sure we're spending our money wisely there. And we certainly need a review of that program before we spend more money.
Democrats and Republicans are also interested in working on prison-related issues in response to the hostage crisis at Vaughan Correctional Facility last month and seem open to hearing more about Carney's plan to make DITO a public-private partnership. But in each case, they want more details before signing on. Tom Byrne, Delaware Public Media.